I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the blonde bombshell.
The big deal.
Oh, it's not the bomber. Now it's the bombshell.
I'm changing it up.
I like it.
How it comes to me.
See how that blonde highlights get you.
It gets you trying to get me creative, trying to see if we settle in on it. And
what's Courtney think about that? Not the blonde, the
bombshell part. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't run it by her.
The shift.
And also, T-Mill and Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is, one, we are live here on a football Friday here at Big City Wings here in Edo, right off Navigation. Come on out. You still have a chance to win. We still have tickets to Iowa State. And they'll be playing your Houston Cougars here. Right here, and you can still win a couple of tickets here. All you got to do is come in, sign up, put your name in the raffle box, and you will give yourself a chance. The box is right here in the building. You can't miss it against the wall there. So come on out and give yourself a chance to win. And look, it looks like people are getting off work and coming in. It's a great spot. There are TVs everywhere. You can come watch the Astros play. I'm sure there's some college football on a Friday night out here. So this is a great space, got a little outdoor space. We got some of our loyal listeners walking in the building and having a good time. No, we do not need a drink, but I'm sure he is going to force one on us. But come on out,
yeah, girl,
and enjoy yourself. Have a good time in here. All right, let's get here to the Astros, Clint, because I think this story has been the last thing to jump out here of late, and that's with Yordan Alvarez. We'll get you ready for tonight's game and let you know the lineup, which I think is of interest to see how the Astros, Joe Espada, decide to attack these final three games. But, Clint, this is coming from Chandler Rome of The Athletic. Yordan Alvarez has a brace on and is doing some work on the treadmill and weight room. Joe Espada said there are still some boxes he has to check for the Astros to feel comfortable putting him on a postseason roster. First and foremost, he has to do some baseball activities. And Clint, listen, we've had, you know, some conversations of fun around this thing, but I think for us, clearly it looks like he is not going to be 100% healthy once the postseason starts. At the very least, it seems like he is at least going to have some problems, some issues there when it comes to his knee, and not going to be 100%. Did you stick your finger? Not going to be 100% when this postseason start. And he's their best hitter. He is their guy. And coming off of Kyle Tucker kind of getting into it, the hope is that at the very least this does not in any way hamper him from being the best that he can be, especially at the plate. I think this clears up he is not going to be playing in the field. I think he is going to be a DH the rest of the way, which, you know, I'm cool with. But that's going to be the thing to watch, Clint, is to see how this affects him, how much this affects him with his knee.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question with the Astros right now. I mean, everything else is full go. I mean, Tucker seemed to be starting to come around with the bat. Bregman's elbow is in shoulder elbow.
He's just been playing third base.
It's been fine. You know, the Diaz Caratini things worked out really well. You know, whatever little snafu Jake Myers hit there a couple weeks ago, he's fine. It's really the only question mark with the Astros, and it's a big one because of who it is. All joking aside, I do think there's some diva tendencies. I do think it's being blown out of proportion a tad bit, which the Astros are getting really, really good at doing, scaring the hell out of all of us Astros fans. It's definitely the concern on the table for the Stros right now as we wrap this thing up.
Yeah, that's the one, and I'm with you, Clint. I do believe he is going to play. Now, I mean, they did put, will he be on the roster? He's got some things he's got to check to get on the roster. I'm with you. I think he will play. It is just, you know, how affected is he going to be by this? That's the deal. And, you know, he's going to have to be smart. Like, what he got hurt was trying to stretch something out, trying to get into second, trying to stretch it to a double, and we'll see what he'll have to do.
Speaking of that, we just these next few games, we don't need anybody to do it. I mean, Altuve, Bregman, Diaz, everybody. We don't need to be stretching singles into doubles and doubles into triples, and we don't need to get real excited about stealing bases and things of that nature. Let's just play good, clean, efficient baseball. If we do get into extra innings, let's play a little small ball. There's no sense in really pushing it here. And
none of that applies. None of that applies to you, Kessinger. You go and do everything you want to do. You steal some bags, baby.
I mean, we prove that Kessinger and Zenzo.
We can prove that. You're right, Kessinger up there, man. Let me not do nothing to get myself in trouble. By the way, if you're wondering about Shea, Shea Whitcomb he was sent down to AAA after his four error situation. He is out of here, and they bring up Zach DiCenzo. So that was a costly game, final game of the homestand for Shea Whitcomb. But the lineup tonight, Clint, and this kind of lets you know where they are in terms of how they're going to play it, potentially at least to start. Altuve is in the game. He is leading off. Tucker is in the game. He is going. Bregman is in the game at third base. He is going. And I think when you think about it, like, hey, you'd be like, hey, we know Jordan is not playing tonight. If there was some thought about that elbow, you know, you'd just be easy to DH him, but they're going to play him at third base anyway with Bregman. Diaz is at catcher. Caratini's at first. DiCenzo is at DH. Myers is in center field. Dubon is in left. And Kessinger is playing shortstop as it looks like Jeremy Pena gets the night off. So that is the lineup. That's how they'll handle it. It looks like, Clint, just judging by this, somebody will get a day off over the next couple of days. We'll even see how long these guys play. Maybe they play 5-6 innings and they come out, get a couple at-bats in. But it does appear like the smart move. I want to make sure you guys are still playing, getting swings, but want to also try to make sure everybody gets rested at the same time.
Love it, Ron. I love it. What I would call an Astro arrogant way to do this is, hey, man, we've been here 7 straight years. We're good.
7 times.
Yeah, I hear you, Verlander, but let's just not act like it. And these guys getting at bats, seeing live pitching, I think is for me personally, for what it's worth, I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so that'll be it. Astros have a final series of the season. They are locked in at the 3 spot. They will play the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland. And then after that, they will prepare for the opening round, the wild card round on Tuesday. Game 1 will be on Tuesday. And it looks like that game and that series will take place against either the Tigers or the Royals. Those two are one game away, one win from them or a loss by the Twins to get in.
Well, I mean, we have seen the Royals get swept lately. I mean, we have seen them lose some games. So
2-7
games. It could happen.
2-7 game losing streaks in the month of September. So that did happen.
Could happen, man.
That's 14 games. Mm. Yep. Could happen. All right. So that'll be one to watch. Tuesday, it'll be time as their quest for another ALCS gets going.
This Astros locomotive is relentless.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Sunday's big as the Texans look to kind of rebound from that loss in Minneapolis and get their record to 3-1 and continue to have a pretty comfortable lead, even if it is this early in the AFC South. But the injury report, kind of some mixed things here, Clint, and I think mostly expected here, but Nico Collins was a full participant today. He showed up on the injury report with a hamstring issue and was limited Thursday. He was a full participant and will go. Tank Dell, he is going to be out. He has not practiced all week with that rib, hand, wrist situation. They have already declared him out. Foley Fatakasi with a shoulder. He didn't practice Wednesday, was limited the last 2 days, and he is going to be questionable in this game. Joe Mixon, this is the really, really good news. Joe Mixon had not practiced all week, did not play last week, did not practice last week. He was a limited participant and returned today, Clint. He is questionable. And then Damian Pierce is out. And this one is the one that maybe that we didn't really know. But Jimmy Ward with the groin, he is out for this game. So Tank Dell, Jimmy Ward, kind of starters, they're both out with Damian Pierce missing his third straight game. But I think the one that jumps up as a positive point is Joe Mixon looks like he is going to play. Looks like he is going to play coming up on Sunday. So, yeah, Joe Mixon is big to have him back.
Yeah, no, Joe Mixon back is definitely the name here, not only because he's obviously an upgrade at running back, but I believe that he's a dude that has the ability in the huddle, if things aren't going right, to check dudes, to hold guys accountable. At least I hope that's the case. He's definitely got the pelts on the wall. He definitely is the guy that brings the juice. You would think that he would be able to do that. So, yeah, getting Joe Mixon back from several perspectives is big, man. The Tank Dell thing, look, we all know how explosive Tank Dell can be. And we all – look, I'm the president of the fan club. But at the end of the day, you look at the snap count against Minnesota, you look at the catches, you look at the usage on the film that you watch during the games, like Tank Dell has been treated as a depth receiver on this football team. So when we're talking about the loss of Tank Dell and him not being there, not as big a deal as I would like it to be. I'd like for him to have been more of a focal point earlier in the season. But the truth of the matter is we're talking about a depth receiver here, and that's a position where this team is really, really deep, and depth receivers they've got plenty
of. I know his production hasn't been great, but the threat of him, how much does that hurt them?
Yeah, look, defense? I mean, in a perfect world, in theory, if this offense was clicking the way it was last year, yeah, it would be a problem. But the reality of it is we haven't seen this offense click and anybody not named Nico Collins consistently be a threat. Like, we haven't seen – CJ consistently be good. We haven't seen Joe Mixon consistently be a threat. We haven't seen Dalton Schultz. I mean, none of these guys. So, in theory, yeah. I mean, we've seen him be great, and he could be a weapon that could explode all of a sudden. But the way in which he's being used, it just doesn't seem that he's been made a priority. So I don't think he's going to be missed in the role that he's been playing. There's no doubt that he is a unique player and a guy that can do things that nobody else on this team can, but those are the kind of issues, Ron, that we were hoping this year, week four, that we would be talking about is, hey, how do we get Tank Dell a little bit more involved? What's a better way to use him? Hell, these guys are just trying to figure out how to line up right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just – when you talk about missing a depth receiver, I know it jumps off the screen because it's Tank, but you throw Robert Woods in there, and look, Robert Woods may be just what the doctor ordered for this offense, if we're being completely honest, that underneath more of a possession-type receiver that can always be available for C.J. Stroud, quick and early on, seen all the different coverages and different pressures and knows how to make himself available, and you don't lose your explosive Nico or your explosive Stephon Diggs in the process, he may be just what the doctor ordered. We'll see.
Yeah, his threats when he goes in motion and how people – That may be an impact, but we'll see what that is. Again, Joe Mixon is questionable. Looks like he is gearing towards playing, and he looked like he was moving really, really well. Didn't look like there was an ankle situation. And then Jimmy Ward, Damian Pierce, and Tank Dell look like they are going to be out of this game coming up on Sunday.
Bring on the Jaguars!
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Cowboys, they got a W last night, but there was some losses that they took in that game, and now we're starting to hear a little bit more on them. Micah Parsons, their best defensive player, he has a high ankle sprain, high left ankle sprain, Clint, and for him that and what he does, that is a tough injury. As we said, sometimes that is a injury where you have to sit for weeks, and there are certain positions that can kind of deal with it better. Outside pass rusher who's coming off the edge and plays as hard and as violently as he does not seem like the position where high ankle sprain. Quarterbacks maybe be able to survive some other stuff. I don't know about that.
Hey, you're right, and they're leaving that one open. The DeMarcus Lawrence, they're already reporting it'll keep him out for multiple weeks. So add insult to injury, the Astros, the Cowboys play down to the Giants' level and lose two of their best defenders. Really, two defenders that if they're ever going to stop the run, they need desperately.
Yeah, and then if they do now, like that was the thing is, all right, if they can get up and they stop the run, or they can get up or either stop the run or the score forces the other team to have to throw the ball – It was get Lawrence and get Parsons off the edge and come and rush the quarter. Like, who comes in for those guys?
Yeah. It's not the same caliber player.
Chief. No, not at all. And I mean, I would imagine Mike is probably going to try to play on this thing.
Yeah. High ankles are rough, man.
Yeah, especially for that position. To come off the edge like that. So that is for the Cowboys. That they won the game, but that could not have gone any worse for them to lose those potential two players. They've already lost to Marcus Lawrence. They've lost, and then they had to play in the Steelers, the Lions, and the 49ers coming up in the next three games. So we'll see what the Cowboys do there. All right, coming up as we continue here, you still have a chance to win tickets. Coming up here in this final hour, we'll hook somebody up with a couple of tickets right now. All you got to do is come on into Big City Wings, Edo location, right off Navigation, and put your name in the raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. Enjoy the great food and drinks. I'm about to just tear this salad up here.
Looks good, man.
Oh, no,
so. Nice, healthy chicken.
I'd had a couple of people come and pick at it. But come on. Come on there. Hey, fool. Hey, chill out now.
Whatever.
Chill out, man.
Oh.
Chill out now. All right. But come stay with us and hang out with us. Coming up here in just a bit.
Can't stay with me. You can hang out here, though, for a while.
Yeah, you can stay here with me in here. Yeah. I just want to see where people are. How are you feeling about this game? This is a big game. Like, you should win this game, the Texans. But this is a big game because if you don't, this is a completely different conversation at 2-2. How are you feeling about this game? Are you closer to confident or are you closer to nervous? We'll discuss that coming up.
The best football breakdown is here on Sports Radio 610. The day after every game, join Payne and Pendergast in the Loop and the Drive on a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Game analysis, inside info, and your reaction starting at 6 a.m. on Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610. It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings in Edo, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Welcome back in. Shout out to our winner. Tiger's one of them. Oscar's one of them. Shout out to our winners who took home some U of H Iowa State tickets. And that's what happens, man. We don't come empty-handed, baby. We come and hopefully allow you to have a good time and to hook some things up too as well. What are you doing here?
I needed a hug, man. I thought I'd give you one.
Oh, you needed a hug. Go ahead, give me. Yeah, give me. Clint needed a hug, guys. Everybody,
I just need.
Text line 713-572-416.
If it ain't the Texans, Ron.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, give him some good comments, man. Clint needed a hug, folks. Give him some nice words. Tell him it's going to be okay.
Kuna Matata.
Speaking of it's going to be okay, let's get right to it here as the Texans get going. I want to hear Tyler on this one first. As the Texans get ready to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville's 0-3. And listen, their first game against the Miami Dolphins, they had control of the whole way and then blew it late. The Cleveland game, they just could not finish in the end zone and couldn't finish in the red zone, and they struggled in that game and they lost. But that game was close. Monday night, they just got the ass kicked by Buffalo. And Trevor Lawrence threw some throws where you're like, what in the hell is wrong with that cat? And so they've struggled. Their defense has been really, really bad, especially it was really, really bad on Monday. So there have been some struggles with Jacksonville. The Texans, they got blown away also in Minneapolis. They struggled as well there too. But Jacksonville's coming in 0-3 playing for their lives, you would think. And the Texans, they are looking to try to bounce back from this thing. And I'm curious from you, and I've seen some people already on the text line who've jumped through, and they have their thought. And I ask the question, how are you feeling about this game coming up on Sunday? Are you closer to completely confident, baby? I'm confident in this bad boy. Are you closer to nervous? Where are you at right now in this game? Because this is a big game, because the difference between 3-1 and 2-2 is obviously a big deal. So, Tyler, let me hear from you. I think I know where you're going to go, but where are you at, Tyler? How are you feeling, gut feeling right now about this game?
Oh, yeah, you definitely know, because I have the same feeling that I typically have anytime the Jaguars are coming to Houston for a game with the Texans, and that is no shortage of confidence. I mean, I lack any kind of fear and really respect of their game that the Jaguars have year in and year out. This team, like I told you yesterday and I've said a million times, we find them more often than not towards the bottom of this AFC South division. And I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to all of a sudden become the phenom quarterback in year four that he's supposed to be. So, no, I feel good about it, especially if Mixon's playing.
That is fair. That is true as well, because Tyler was believing in the Texans over the Jags in the Culley year. He was confident that year. I mean, he was. I remember.
Football playing Jesse.
Him week two. He was confident in the Culley year. So that is very fair. There is nothing that – the Jags will have to go back-to-back Super Bowl champions before Tyler believes in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, I'm glad you reminded me. You brought back my old feelings as well, Tyler. I don't know why, but the Jaguars.
No,
I'm not quite as confident as Tyler. I just think, generally speaking, like they don't turn me on at all. Like whether it's they're playing the Texans or anybody else, like they just don't do it for me. So that I'm with Tyler on that. I don't. The Jaguars don't scare me, but this is more for me, Ron, about the Texans. I mean, you have to be hot butter, baby doo-doo soft if getting your skull cracked 34-7 doesn't piss you off. If everybody talking about how undisciplined you are with the penalty situation, and you can't run the football, and you're giving up too many explosives on defense, and you were supposed to be a top team in the AFC, and you for the majority of the season you hadn't necessarily played that level of football. Like if this team as a whole isn't motivated to go out and prove all of those narratives wrong, or really the initial narratives right, then boy, this team's not made up of what we thought they were.
Yeah, I'm sitting here on the text line.
So I'm confident is where it's going.
Confident, I see this on the text line. Nervous as hell, but be honest, they lose this, the season is already done. I'm confident as hell. I believe in CJ. That's coming from the text line. Listen, they're a more than touchdown favorite in this game right now, the Texans. And I know that the Jags are up against it. Their backs are against the wall. Like, you get 0-4, it is done. So I think you are going to get the best of the Jags. I think you are going to get the most focused of the Jags. I think that is going to be the case. And I look over there, and Clint, they just got more talent than what their record is.
The Jags,
The Jags just have more. I mean, when you start looking at their skills, you start looking at their guys. And as I said, I've watched condensed versions of their games, and you can see, like, man, ETN gets off sometimes. It gets going in the passing game and in the run game, and you can see Gabe Davis down one seam, and you can see Brian Thomas, who's been a really big addition, and Christian Kirk. Like, you can see those guys, and sometimes Trevor, when he's not overthrowing somebody by 20 yards and gift wrapping interceptions for DeMar Hamlin. Right. And I just think about it, if you're at their A effort, and then you just see that the Texans have had struggles with teams like the Bears and the Colts, and I think the Jags are more talented than those teams. So there is a tinge of nervousness. I think the Texans win, but it's just you're probably going to get the best effort that you've seen from the Jags all year.
Yeah, look, I tell you, because I agree with you. There's no doubt. Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, all the skill guys you just mentioned. I mean, there's no doubt that if they're clicking on all cylinders, they're going to be a tough out. What gives me confidence in that scenario is their defense is garbage. I mean, their defense is not
good. Holy mother of God.
It is not good. And the Texans' defense, on the other hand, I think is going to be more difficult to move the football on than the Jacksonville Jaguars' defense. And so, at worst-case scenario, if this thing turns out – to be a high-scoring affair, I think the Texans have the ability to go get it at that point in time anyway. I truly believe that this game is going to be decided with, obviously, D'Amico Ryan's defense and the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they handle their business the way that I believe they should, the Texans should have a field day offensively. I mean, this is the kind of
especially what we saw with Buffalo last week.
Yes, this is the kind of defense, Ron, that when you go get Diggs and you re-sign Dalton Schultz and you bring Joe Mixon in and you've got two of the higher paid tackles in the game to pass protect, this is the kind of defense that you feel pretty confident that you can light up.
Yeah. From the text line, the last three texts. We may beat the Jags quite a bit, but I'm nervous. Division game, and they always play us hard. I'd be more nervous if they were playing Georgia versus the terrible Jags. I'm very confident because of the way they got their asses kicked last week. And if Tunzel pulls his crap this week, a decision needs to be made. So it looks like most people are confident. And based off what we've watched from the Jags, I understand that. But we're going to see Sunday at noon the Jags that played against the Buffalo Bills. I don't think we're going to see those Jags. It'll be for the Texans having to force that. All right, coming up, Mad Dog Monday. Our picks for our Mad Dog Mondays. Right now, thus far through three weeks, I'm in the lead. I have yet to have to buy a Mad Dog. We'll see how that continues. We'll remind you of the guys that you've already selected. And remember, you can only pick a person twice. So Mad Dog Monday picks, that's coming up next as we continue to ride here live on a Football Friday.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right here on The Drive.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings in Edo, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in as The Drive continues here on this Football Friday as we're live here at Big City Wings. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but that does not mean, hey, don't come out. No, man, we're in Edo right off navigation. This is, my wife came in. She said this is one of her favorite parts of the city. It's a great, great place to hang out and have a good time in the city. Come on out. There are TVs everywhere. Big, big baseball games to start. As the Astros will get going here a little bit after we get off the air, as they'll play Cleveland, you can watch that here. TVs everywhere, great food, great drinks out in this place. The bartenders are a little spicy, so they'll take care of you and hook you up. See him right here, man. I can tell he sent somebody home in a bad spot. But no, come on out, have a good time. First, I do want to thank everybody who's helped make this Football Friday possible. Our great promo staff, Colby, who came out, helped things and did things and helped us out here. Also, our producer, Tyler Milner, back at the station holding down.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
There you go. He's got a lot to do, as well. Our engineer, Matt, who always does a great job keeping us on the air and getting everything set up, as well as everybody, our sales team, Tanya to Aaron, everybody who has helped make this possible. Everybody here at Big City Wings, the staff here is fantastic as well. So we thank everybody who has helped get us and keep us on the air. Congratulations to all our winners as well. We hope you enjoyed and keep hanging out with us on these Football Fridays as we go around the city. So we appreciate everybody who has helped out here. Clint, before we get to our Mad Dog picks, which, again, I'm in first place at this point. Before we get to our Mad Dog picks, Clint, I would like to get more of a definition of what this team is offensively. And I would hope to see that coming up on Sunday. And we can hear in Bobby Slowick, in C.J. Stroud, and even in D'Amico, there needs to be adjustments made. Something has to change. There needs to be an adjustment made. And I think what you have said to me, and I'll let you say it here because I don't know if you've said these exact words, but it feels like let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to what made this offense what it was. And there's no Tank Dell this week, but I would imagine potentially that's what we're potentially going to see.
Ron, it's too talented of a football team. Take my fandom out of the mix. It's too talented of a football team to not be able to run the football because you've got unblocked defenders hitting the running back 4 yards deep in the backfield, right? Your offensive coordinator said that yesterday. Right, it's too talented of a football team to have drives stalled by one of the highest paid players in football. It's too talented of a football team to go out there and get sliced and diced by Sam Darnold to the tune of 34 points. I mean, you got a 100-yard rusher, and he threw for 300 yards and three or four touchdowns. Like, you're too talented of a football team, at least on paper. You're too talented of a football team for that to be the way you go down. For that to be your MO. It's too talented of an offensive line with all the draft capital and all the money and contracts that have been that are invested up front. And as good as Bobby Slowick is as an offensive play caller, you're too talented top to bottom to just simply not be able to protect your quarterback. I mean, it's like you're playing inferior football teams and you are playing down to their level. That is indicative of bad football teams. That's indicative of rebuilding football teams. See teams and Super Bowl caliber teams. Like, you're doing things that aren't typically associated with that caliber of football team. And you're too talented. They made win now moves with a handful of players and with the money that they spent. You're too talented of a football team to continue to put this on film.
Yep.
And it's just that's the reality of it. Just the football guy in me, just the X's and O football guy in me is disgusted with what you see from the squad.
And I thought the point you made, man, last year what made them great and what made their offense so successful was, man, everything was on time. CJ wouldn't hold the ball. CJ was literally going to the open man, like he said, and like he talked about this year. There's no number one. There's an open man. He was ball out, bam, bam. As you said, it was crazy how often he seemed to throw the ball to the right place.
Yeah.
There's been more of hold for the big play, hold, or put the ball even in harm's way. I would like to see no Tank Dell. Bam. Here we go, Diggs. I'm getting it out to you. Bam, screens to you, Nico. Let's kind of take it back to where it was before so we can see them. Because that, to me, is when CJ was at his best. To me, I don't think CJ's at his best. He can make those off-script plays. He's made them. But I think you're bringing in potential turnovers and problems with that. He's at his best picking poison, bam.
The game is exponentially more difficult when you're constantly trying to attack downfield. Joe Burrow, you can have a lot of success. Joe Burrow is a perfect example of that. Great receivers, has put up big numbers, has had a lot of success, but he's taken a beating and been injured, and his offensive line is ridiculed every damn week because of it. It's a hard living to make in the NFL, and that's not one that's going to be consistent. It's not one that year over year you're going to be able to duplicate, and what the Texans did last year was where you want to live, ultimately, offensively, and that is not what we've seen this year, and it's just, again, they're just too talented of a football team, Ron, to be having these kinds of discussions.
Think about it, Ron.
Like, and I don't cover these teams as close, so I may be dead ass wrong. But when was the last time you heard Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow? I mean, when was the last time you heard those guys talking about, man, we just got to buy in?
Yeah.
Man, we just got to buy
it's
into
more
what
of, man, we're just not executing and we're not playing well. But yeah, he said it multiple times.
Child, yeah. Like, we're still at the buy in level. No, man.
Bobby Slowick basically kind of said it in his many words as well.
Yeah. You got to look at each other right now and say, man, we just got to be better. Like, the buy in, hell, you're better than that, man. So I don't know. I just, if you want to live in that world of the top AFC teams, the top NFL teams, hell, I saw Tom Brady steal right now has the Texans, the fifth best team in the NFL, not the AFC, the NFL. And, I mean, you want to live up to those kind of expectations? Like, we can't be talking about, well, we just got to buy in.
No.
So, it's just, whoo, man, they got to get right this week.
All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and they're going from 6 to 9 tonight. And D'Amico Ryans, he will be there right at the start of the show, so make sure you hang on as he will help preview this game against the Jags. That's coming up right behind us. And then kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti from 9 to 10 as they'll go over around the league. It's a really good program. I used to listen to it a lot last year, so you can hear that from 9 to 10. And then we are live and local until midnight. Area 45, Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton will have you from 10 to 12. So stay right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, let's do it right here. Our Mad Dog Monday picks. I feel like we're going to be drinking Mad Dog on Monday. It's now who is going
Hell
to be...
Yeah.
Who's going to be purchasing it? And Tyler, you were in last place the last time, so I'll jump to you, Tyler. We'll give you the first pick. Who do you have as your Mad Dog Monday pick?
All right, boys. Week 4 Mad Dog player pick for the Texans for me this week. I'm gonna go with a guy who has vastly no, but you can actually hear him as well on Texans All Access coming up next, but. I am going to go with a guy who has vastly underperformed for the Houston Texans so far this year. A guy who got a new contract from the Houston Texans this past offseason. I'm going to go with tight end Dalton Schultz. He only has 7 catches through 3 weeks. 7 receptions. And the yards he's got, I can't remember, but I know it was 2 digits. It wasn't 3. So Dalton Schultz, tight end. Make some plays, man. Make them prove to them they did the right thing. Bring you back to Houston, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, they could stand to get him involved. All right, Clint, who you got?
He took my guy. He took my damn.
Sorry,
guy.
Not sorry.
He took my damn guy. I tell you what, I'll ride Joe Mixon. I'll take the gamble with the bad ankle against this team. I'm gonna ride Joe Mixon.
I love Joe Mixon.
Me too, Gruden.
To me, when I say get back to basics, and I think they'll be deliberate on getting the ball to him early, and that's Nico Collins. I think Nico Collins has a big game. They waited till 5 minutes in the second quarter before he made his first reception in this game, and I think they'll try to get the ball. I think they'll deliberately get it in screens. I think they will get the ball to Nico Collins. So I will go Nico. This will be interesting. I got Nico Collins.
Nico
Clint
has
got Joe Mixon,
fire,
and Tyler
baby.
Is using Dalton Schultz on this game. So remember, we can only use these guys twice. So that's where it is as we roll through here on a big one here. As I said, man, they got to go ahead and pull this thing off and win this thing. I've been sitting here thinking. I've been talking to people. I'm like, God, who do I want? Who do I want the Royals to face in the postseason? Who do I want the Royals? And I've been saying Baltimore. But it would be fun to come back here. It would be fun for
no,
our
it
show.
Wouldn't.
It would be fun for our show. If,
I mean, it may
if,
be.
If
yeah.
next
you,
week,
you don't want to see that. It would be real fun week, for me and Tyler.
It might be.
In the city of Houston.
It may be. But I think it'd be really fun for the show if the Royals are playing in that wild card round here next week, next Tuesday. I'll be honest with you, if you're telling me who would I rather play, it would be Baltimore. But we'll see. Right now, the way the standings hold, the Royals would play the Orioles and the Tigers will play the Astros. But
look, for our show, either way it goes, you get AJ Hinch and that crew, and
yes.
you can go ahead and knock him off. Or you can get good and hard for the drive. And,
that's right. Yep.
And
you're
going to
get hard. There we go, Tyler.
All together, y'all.
There it is. Tyler, the Royals have 3 games against the Braves who are trying to get in, and the Tigers have 3 games against the White Sox who don't care.
Hey, T, go ahead and put me 100 on LSU minus 20 and a half at home against
South. For real?
I don't know if.
Absolutely.
All right, I got you.
Yep.
I don't know if T has 100 to put.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I do.
If you don't now, he will in the morning.
I won some good money last night on that crappy ass football game, boys.
He said, if he don't tonight, he will in the morning. Yeah. All right. Again, thank everybody who helped us get this together. It was a fun football Friday, as always, here at Big City Wings here in Edo, right here off of Navigation. I'll probably get in trouble for that one, but we appreciate everybody who's helped here. Come on out, have a good time. You can watch the Astros here tonight as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron Hughley, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. You got A&M, and you've got
so disrespectful.
The Arkansas Razorbacks, the number 24, Texas A&M.
Pig Chewy.
See, it sounded 24. So good until you.
Yeah, all the Aggies that was out there talking that cash all week on social media. We got a song for y'all. It's me and my boy Justin Moore. Sing along if you want to, baby. You got your million bucks. You got your flashy sports car. Got your trophy girls.
Gig 'em.